You're listening to audio from Destiny Church. If you would like to check more resources or donate to this ministry, you can download the Destiny Church PH official app or log on to www.destinychurch.ph/give.
Praise God. I want us to pray right now as we get into the Word of God this afternoon. We have an exciting word prepared this afternoon. Let's pray. Panginoon, marami pong salamat, Lord God, for, first of all, for that time of worship that we had. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to worship in your presence. And right now, Lord, I pray that you will just begin to speak to every one of us on a personal way. I pray that we will better understand our hearts and that we will be able to use the very things that you have put in our hearts, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we just surrender to you the rest of the afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, we started with a brand new series here in church. No, and the series is entitled Shape. Okay? What do you mean by shape? First of all, I want you to understand that every one of us, no, yun nga, meron tayong shape. Eh, sabi niyo ba, ito walang shape. Ne. No, every one of us, we have a specific shape. No? May kanya-kanyang hubog, may kanya-kanyang hugis. Okay? May kanya-kanyang hulma tayo. And it's amazing how, now, check this out. No? Kanina kinakanta natin that no, si God, no, parang wala siyang katulad. Di ba? One of the greatest things about God is there is no one like God. He is amazing. He is unique. And we celebrate that we have a God na walang katulad. But think about this. The Bible says that He created us in His image and likeness. And despite the fact that we are all human beings, somehow that uniqueness, that holiness, that being distinct of God from the rest of creation, somehow He has given us that portion of His glory to the point that, think about this, in the same way that there is no one like God, it is actually safe to say that there's no one like you. Right? No, check this out, no? No, kaya nga, no, we know this for a fact that our thumbprints, yung ating thumb marks, no, fingerprints natin, there are no two people in the world. Can you imagine this? Right now, they're close to sabi nila almost 7 billion people na, no, in this world. And yet, no, there are no two people who have the same fingerprints. No, it's not only exclusive to that. It's amazing how the retina of our eyes. No, there is no one in the world who has that particular set of eyes. Kaya nga ngayon yung isang security lock, no? Is, di ba, napapanood natin sa mga sci-fi na movies, but this is already a reality. Kaya nga ngayon yung somehow close to this yung meron ng mga phones ngayon, facial recognition, di ba? No, kasi in a way that's it. No, no, there is no one like you. And you are shaped differently. Now, no, the problem is sometimes rather than celebrating that fact that you are so unique, that there is no one like you, no, what do? We try so hard to become like others. And you know why where diamonds are expensive? Because of it's what you call rarity. There's nothing like, a diamond, no? Every diamond is different. Okay? In the same way that we could celebrate, no, our shape, the way God has uniquely, no, made us, okay, is because of our rarity. Okay? You have a shape. God has a plan for you. Now, what we need to understand is, no, kung meron tayong hulma, we need to find out what we are shaped for. No, naikwento ko to last Sunday. It's like, for example, when you talk about looking for clothes, right? Okay? Have you ever gone to a mall, nagpunta ka sa mall, and then there's a, no, dun sa mannequin, there's this really nice shirt or dress, no, that nung nakita mo, wow, I'm gonna buy this. No? Pagkatapos, nung sinuot mo, sabi mo, ay, pangit. No? Now, there's nothing wrong with the dress. And also, mind you, there's nothing wrong about you. It's just a fact na maaring yung hulma, di ba? Yung shape ng damit na yun, eh, hindi para sa'yo. Di ba? At yun na, ano nangyayari? Pag pinagpipilitan mo ang sarili mo sa isang damit, for example, na hindi naman hulma, no? Hindi hinugis para sa'yo, kahit na anong ganda yun sa iba, anong ganda doon sa mannequin, lalabas itong pangit. Eh? Kaya tingnan nyo, may mga bagay sa buhay, pangit. No, hindi na natin si sarili yung pagkatao nila, pero ang nangyayari dahil nga pinagpipilitan nila ang sarili nila sa mga lugar na hindi naman para sa kanila, pumapangit ang buhay nila. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, huwag mong ipilit. Iba, alam niyo, di ba? Sino na nakaranas dito, no? Pumangit ang relationships. Bakit? Pinilit eh. Pinilit yung sarili. No? It's gonna stress you out. It's gonna make you feel awful. It's gonna look ugly on your life when you try to force yourself into a shape that was never meant for you. And that is why it's so important for us to find out what is God's perfect will. What is His, no, there's no question, no, you have a shape. You have a, God has, no, given you a unique personality, a unique heartbeat, no, He has given you unique gifts and talents and abilities. All our experiences are different from one another. And you bring that all together and you will realize those are the things that shape you. Okay. Ito na, for those of you who are not able to join us the last two Sundays, ano ibig sabihin ng shape? Shape is an acronym, okay? S-H-A-P-E. If you can put it up, guys, no? Multimedia. Okay. S stands for spiritual gifts. Okay? And last Sunday, that is exactly what we talked about. No? And you need to understand, every one of us have unique spiritual gifts. Okay? Secondly, no, is what you call the heart. Okay? Heart, which we're going to be talking about later. But ipakita ko muna itong buong shape. No? A stands for our abilities. No? Meron tayong mga kanya-kanyang unique na abilidad. Eh, no? Some are good with numbers. Some are good with music. Some are good with arts, etc., etc. No? Those are abilities or talents that God has given us. Okay? And then there's what you call personality. Pansin niyo iba-ibang personality ng bawat ibang tao. Meron tahimik lang. Okay? Mga tatawag nating introvert. Meron naman talaga sobrang ingay. Extrovert, sanguine, no? Sila yung life of the party. Alam mo agad pag nandyan na sila. Bakit? Kasi yun nga, yun yung personality niya. Outgoing siya. No? Eh, mahirap naman kunyari. Can you imagine nung isang taong sobrang ingay, pagkatapos ang career path na kinuha niya, librarian, mamamatay yun. No, mababaliw yun, no? Pero pansinin niyo, may mga tao na talagang nilikha sila ng Diyos for that specific. They enjoy silence. They love working alone. Sometimes may mga taong ganoon eh. Okay? Pero iba naman, iba sa atin, no, gusto natin maraming tao. 'Di ba? So even that has something to do with the way God shaped you. That's why not all work, no, is for you. There's a specific kind of work that you are fit for. And you need to find that. So that's, you know, that's where you talk about personality. And then, experiences. Okay? And sabi ko, every experience is different. So those things make up your shape. And when you discover all those, it's going to help you realize what is, you know, what is God's call and what is God's purpose for you. Nakakalungkot kasi a lot of people die with still so much potential in their lives without realizing who they really meant to be. Okay? Nabaon lang yung kanilang mga talents. Hindi nila nailabas kung sino ba talaga sila. Okay? But we're not gonna allow that here in Destiny. We're gonna help people find their true destiny in Christ. Amen? Amen ba? Okay, so this afternoon, we're going to talk about, you know, the second aspect, which is heart. If I were to give a title to this message, no, the title would be Pusuan Natin Ito. Yan, no? Eh? Pusuan natin ito. We're gonna be dealing with living out your heart's desire. Okay? Living out your heart's desire. Now, you need to understand, no, one of the greatest mysteries of the human body, or maybe the human psyche, is the heart. Okay? Sabi sa Bible, no, who can understand the heart? No, I mean, no, sabi nga ni, who's this person who said, no? Oh, I think Blaise Pascal said the following. Sabi niya, the heart has reasons that reason doesn't know of. No, sometimes it's so hard to ponder, to describe the emotions, no, that comes from the heart. But the reality is, okay, just on the physical level, one cannot simply live apart from a heart. Hey, think about it. Pag tumigil, tumibok ang puso mo, that's the day, that's the moment that you actually die. And that's why you cannot allow your heart to stop from beating. Hey? But is it even possible that some of us, despite the fact that maybe physically, tumitibok pa puso mo, there may be some of us emotionally or spiritually speaking, our hearts have stopped beating long ago. And that's why there are people who are more dead than alive. Have you ever encountered people like that? No, sometimes this generation of people has become the generation of, I don't know what, why is there always this fascination about zombies? In reality, wala naman talagang zombie. But our wild imagination has somehow, have captivated us to this idea of zombies, no? And when we talk about zombies, yeah. And what does that mean? It's almost like, you know, they're alive. They seem to be alive, but the reality is they've long been dead. And I think there's something about that in our subconscious that, no, if we're gonna be honest with ourselves, a lot of us, no, sometimes we live like that. No, yung parang buhay nga, humihinga ka, pero parang ano, papasok ka sa work mo? Diba, ginagawa mo pa rin yung mga bagay na, pero wala na eh. Like, there's no, diba, right? When you look at a zombie, there's nothing exciting about, no. It's actually dead. It's moving, but there's no heart, right? And that's the last thing that you wanna experience in your life. No, nakakalungkot. Marami mga mag-asawa, nawala na sila ng puso sa isa't isa, right? No, makikita sila mag-asawa at the end of the day. No, maraming pa tao, gigising sa umaga, papasok, no, wala na silang puso sa trabaho nila. Bakit maraming mga kabataan ayaw mag-aral? Kasi, well, they don't have a heart for what they're doing, for what they're studying. There's no passion there. And that is why it's so important for us. No, yun nga, di ba, kahit nga sa Facebook, gusto mo, bakit yun yung ano natin? Pusuan mo. No, ayaw mo ng post na hindi na pupusuan, di ba? Parang, no, you're looking for that. You want that. Right? But and so this topic right here, there's no, God gave us a physical heart, but we need to understand our hearts are more beyond than this physical organ that's beating. Okay? We need to understand our hearts. We need to, as no, as this title suggests also, no, you know, we need to live out our heart's passion, our heart's desire. Are you there? Okay. So how do we do this? No, first of all, okay, I want us to read Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. Let's look at the Bible as to what the Bible suggests about what the heart is. Okay? Sabi dito, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. Okay? Katulad daw ng antubig, no? Now you need to understand, during that part of history, no, hindi pa na-invento yung mirror, eh? and then the way people look at themselves is by looking at water. Okay? They see a reflection of themselves. Katulad daw na, di ba, pag yung tubig talagang very still, talagang parang ano yan, eh? Parang salamin eh. So sabi dito, as the water reflects one's face, no, so one's life reflects the heart. Okay? How many of have heard of one of the most famous classic stories, no, that has become actually a movie as well, no, The Little Prince, no? And there's this one very, very popular line in that story, in that book, no, by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, whatever. Okay? No, it's a French guy who wrote The Little Prince. No, sabi niya, and now here's my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Napakaano, no? Napaka-poetic nang dating. Walang, in fact, magsabi ko, walang naintindihan ni marami sa inyo. ang ganda lang pakinggan. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Wow. So, anyway, whatever, sabi ng iba. You need to understand your heart. Now, when you look at the Bible uses the heart to describe, ano ba yun, the bundle of motivations that you have. So what do we mean? When the Bible talks about the heart, it talks about ito daw yung bundle ng motivations that you have. No? To be more specific, it talks about your affections. No? It talks about the things that you care about. No? The things that you love to do. All these things are composed in your heart. You know, when you talk about affections, what are the things that affect you? And is it true na mayroong mga bagay that affects you most, no, more than others? Like for example, kunyari, even right now, when I mention the word basketball, some of you, all of a sudden, your heart starts to beat. Like, I mean, you get excited. No, probably because you're a basketball fan. Or maybe, no, you're really into that game. You love playing that game. But maybe for some who are not as athletic, parang, okay, basketball. And it doesn't give you a beat. Doesn't make your heart excited. And that's why? Because that's just you. Pag sinabi ko, kunyari, no, math. And someone like, yeah! Like this. No, well, most of us would like, huh? Diba? Kasi nga, iba-iba yung tibok ng puso natin eh. No, this, you know, it's a bundle of motivations. In other words, what are the things that motivate you? Your affections, what are the things that affect you? Okay? The things that you care about. The things that you love to do. No, is it possible, even sa mag-asawa minsan eh, may mga bagay na hilig ng lalaki pero hindi hilig ng babae. Tama ba? Even sa magkakapatid, may yung kapatid mo mahilig sa music pero yung isa naman mahilig sa pagkain. No? Isa may magandang combination to, may mga mahilig magluto, may mahilig kumain. No? No, yung isa siguro parang kasama naman no, na parang ano, kasi automatic yung mahilig magluto, pwede siya mag-chef. Yung mahilig kumain, critic. Yan, di ba? May mga ganyan tao eh. No? I don't like the taste of this. No? Pero actually, mahilig lang talaga siya kumain. Okay? Mas professional yan dating. Critic. Yan. No? Heart is where, no, let us read this definition from Tom Patterson. Can you put it up, guys? Tom Patterson said this, no, in his book, Living the Life Meant to Live. Okay, sabi ni Tom Patterson, no, heart is where you are centered, where you desire to serve, the altar upon which you place your talents. Giftedness is what you are. Heart is where you will most likely apply what you are. Ang ganda no, no? Kasi remember last week, we talked about giftedness. Sabi niya, giftedness is what you are. Heart is where you are. Well, you will most likely apply what you are. Heart refers to empathy. Attraction. Okay? Okay. Bakit nahihilig ka sa man? Ito na, nag-a-align na. No? Ba't nahihilig? Ba't may mga tao nahihilig sa mat? Most likely kasi, magaling ka sa mat. May makain kilala, mahilig sa mat, pero bobo doon. Wala, di ba? Wala. No? Ba't ka nahihilig? No? Kadalasan, kaya nahihilig ka sa isang bagay kasi yun yung bagay na gifted ka. Okay? Ito yung sinasabi dito ni Tom Patterson, no? No, yung giftedness is what you are. Okay? But your heart talks about where you're gonna apply that giftedness. Okay? But nahihilig ka sa arts? But nahihilig ka sa music? Okay? Because most likely, those are the areas where you are gifted at. Heart refers to empathy, attraction, or a draw towards a group of people, a field of expertise, or a particular type of service. Evaluating your heart helps you determine where you might best use your gifts, where you wish to serve, and whom you wish to serve. Okay? Let me give you a good example of this. No? That's why you need to understand this, guys. No? One of the ministries that I really appreciate in the church, though kadalasan they're not given like, oh, I'm here every Sunday, you get to see me. And yes, I get to, in a way, no, show you what God has given me. No? God has given me the talent to speak. But praise God, because no, the reason I can do this, and the reason you can sit a lot of, especially yung mga parents, no, the reason you're able to sit there and hear me, is because there are people who are gifted, not only gifted, but has a heart for children. Nando sila sa labas, no? Inaalagaan nila yung mga anak, yung napakakulit. Diba? Honestly, ako, wala akong ano eh, wala akong hilig sa bata. Natutuwa din naman ako, no? Eh, masaya din ako, for example, yung mga anak ko. Eh, pero yung parang ibigay mo sa akin lahat ng bata, baka mababaliw ako. Di ba, sino dito, no? Pag may mga bata, no, ang gusto mong gawin, kutusan. Yan, di ba? Di ba, kulit mo, di ba? Pero pambira yung pasensya ng mga nandun sa kids' church natin. Na inaaliw nila, kahit na ang kukulit na, nag-iyakan na, di ba? Uy, di ba? Ang iyakan, kulutin kita, di ba? Parang gano'n, di ba? Iba sa ating ganun lang eh. No? But praise God, there are people who are not only gifted, but they have a heart. My heart is amazing. Your heart is amazing. Okay? Pero yun nga lang, you need to discover what your heart is about. No? Let me tell you something about your physical heart. No? Where we're talking about yung internal heart natin, emotional, no, yung spiritual. But here's a nice trivia about literally yung physical na puso natin. Okay? Do you know that every human being, physiologically speaking, has a unique heartbeat? Walang dalawang tao sa mundo na parehas ang tibok ng puso. Now, that is crazy. I mean, who even cares about that? Like, if you try to hear the heartbeats of people, no, for us, no, probably it's the same thing that we are. Tug, 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 right? But can you imagine this? God made sure that there are no two people whose heartbeats are exactly the same. Kung yung katabi mo, tunog ng puso niya, tug, 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 tug. Yung iba, tug, 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 tug. Hindi naman. But what I'm saying is you'll be surprised. No, medically speaking, no, scientifically speaking, there are no two people who have the same heartbeat. Okay? And this is also true emotionally. Okay? Basahin natin uli yung Proverbs 27:19. This time, coming from the Good News Translation. It is your own self that you see in your heart. Okay? In other words, your heart makes you. No? Your heart makes you. I find it interesting why there's this amazing story in the Bible. It's not actually in my notes, no, but if you're familiar with the story of David, King David, no, before even before the time he actually fought and defeated and killed Goliath. Okay? Sino si King David? David, before he became king, before he became the hero in Israel's history who killed Goliath. The Bible talks about, no, he was Okay? I think the seven or the eight son. Okay? In other words, bunso siya. And no, bunso siya. And during that time, no, when his story was presented to us in the Bible, he was but literally a young boy. Okay? He was not even coming from a prestigious family. You could almost say, no, yung pagkatao ni David, he was insignificant. I mean, during that time of the world, no, during that time of history, there is some prestige to being, no, panganay. Eh, okay? Parang pag panganay ka, you automatically people celebrate you, no? And of course, no, kung ikaw yung bunso, ganun na may opposite. Pag bunso, parang kulelat ka na eh. Saka yung mga kapatid mo iba, no? Na, alam mo yung term, di ba tayong Filipino, meron tayong term, nanganganay? Eh, sino mga panganay dito? Tapos ginagamit mo yung pagiging panganay mo para, no, mabuli mo yung mga kapatid mo, di ba? Totoo yan. So, nandun pa rin yun eh. Okay? And so, David was basically nobody. But then, maybe you could put that story, 1 Samuel chapter 16, ano? Sabi doon, God was about to anoint a new king of Israel. The Lord told Samuel, sabi niya, go to the house of Jesse, for you will anoint one of his sons to become king. So Samuel went, no? And sabi doon, Jesse had his sons line up. Can you imagine? That would have been an exciting day for this family. And one of Jesse's sons was going to be anointed, was going to be declared king of Israel. And can you imagine that if you're one of the sons of Jesse, can you imagine the excitement that's really coming if you're one of the sons? Like, oh my goodness. And the thing is, no one was told who was going to be the king. But there's this assumption, of course, if there was somebody who was going to become king, it was going to be, guess what? The eldest, right? Hanggang ngayon, sinusunod pa rin yan. No? Kaya kunyari nga, pag namatay si Queen Elizabeth, well, supposedly, si ano dapat eh? Si Charles eh, no? Kaya lang, parang narinig ko recently, parang, ano, didiretso na daw kayo, no? who's the heir? Is it William? Eh, is it, no? So si William, bakit siya yung panganay? Eh, ganun yung ano nun. Traditionally speaking, yung eldest talaga. So, now, here's what happens, no? As Samuel was there, Eliab, who was the eldest, comes. And sabi dito, when he saw Eliab, in his mind, sabi kagad ni Samuel, surely, he was thinking to himself, he was not speaking this out loud, but he was thinking, nakita niya palang si Eliab, tindig palang. No? He had the makings of a king. This guy was tall. He was strong. No, he had, probably had a six-pack. And then Samuel said, surely, the Lord's anointed stands before the Lord. Okay? And then he hears God speak to him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I, the Lord, rejected him. And then sabi ng Lord, sige, basahin nyo nga ito. Ang galing nito eh. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the... Wow. Honestly, let's face it, we're people. And as people, okay, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, no, what do we look for when we judge people? And sometimes we cannot help it, right? Nung palagi natin narinig, don't judge the book by its cover. But hey, we can't help it. Like you look, you size up a person, titingnan mo, okay? Like kunyari, in the business world, no, this happens. People know this, no? Pagkakamay ka, kunyari, meron kang negotiation na magaganap, what do? You wear your best watch. No? Pagkatapos, minsan kakamay ka, papakita mo talaga yung... No, people do that. It's what you call power play. Okay? No, kunyari meron kakausapin, no, di-display mo ng yung cellphone mo, okay? Because we have this tendency to look at the outward appearance. Kaya sabi ng Lord, no. Man does that. I'm not man. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Okay? Honestly, meron ba dito, no? Okay? Nung may nakita ka sa tao, no? Tinitingnan mo talaga. Kasi dito, crush lang, crush level. Nakrushan mo puso niya. Paano ka nagkakrush? Appearance! Meron ba dito? Gandang puso.
Wala!
Maglulokan ba tayo? But of course, eventually, minsan pag nakikilala mo, kaya mayroon akong makakilala eh. Nung una, hindi man nila gusto eh. Diba? Pero nakilala na yung tao, nagustuhan nila, kasi ang ganda ng puso. Posible mangyari yun. Pero yung first time makita, tapos sabi mo, grabe ganda ng puso.
Wala!
But you know what? God is different. God always looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, look at the heart. Right? Huwag ka magpaloko sa looks. Tama ba? Okay, huwag ka ma-deceive sa kilay. No? Kami iba, kilay lang eh. Kilay lang, di. Tingnan mo yung puso. There's more to kilay. Right? So, what do you mean by the heart? How do we define, how do we get to see the heart? How do you find what is inside a person? Let me give you three simple ways how to determine someone's heart. No? The Bible says that your heart determines three things. Number one, check this out. Why I say the things I say. Mayroon tayong kasabihan sa Pilipino, no, na ang isda nahuhuli sa kanyang bibig. Okay? No? One of the things to get to see the heart of a person, get that person to talk. Kaya mo lang magsalita. Bakit? Ano nakalagay sa Bible? Ito sinabi sa Bible, Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, no? Okay? Sabi dito ni Jesus, no? He was talking to the Pharisees, sabi, you brood of vipers, no? Okay? How could you evil men speak what is good and right? For what is in your heart determines what you say. Now, let me give you the context of this. There were people, okay, the Pharisees, they were trying to fake it. No, they were appearing to be nice. In fact, even in their words, they were trying to appear nice. And sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, no, I can see beyond that hypocrisy. I can see who you really are. Sabi in Queen Esther niya, how can you be evil people? Speak of good things. Eh, kunyari pa kayo. No, how? No, sabi, kaya, anong bangis ni Jesus? No? Can you imagine? He's talking. Ang ganda lang pakinggan sa English eh, you brood of vipers. Sa Tagalog translation, mga anak kayo na ulupong. Now, this is Jesus. Eh, eh, if you check out Jesus, kala kasi natin si Jesus is, God bless you, anak. No, no, no. This guy, no, he's gonna shoot straight. He told these people, he exposed them for their hypocrisy. Sabi niya, how can you, evil people, speak of good things? And then he says this reality, sabi niya, no, sabi dito, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Okay? Eventually, ganito yun, no? Sa simula, okay. Let's face it, no? For example, meron kang business deal, meron kang project, o meron kang, no? Kunyari, meron kang gustong ligawan. May crush ka. Okay? Isn't it true, ang tendency is, yun nga, magpakita ang gilas. Pagkatapos, no? What's this? You try to appear nice. You say nice things. Pero, ladies, for example, merong guy na nanliligaw sa inyo. And of course, sa simula yan, talaga namang, no? Ito yung mga tinatawag nating sweet nothings. Okay? Pero you really want to get to the heart of this person, whether that is just, no, a farce. In other words, no, pa-impress lang ba yun? Is he simply trying to impress you? How do you know? if what he's saying right now is really who he is, or he or that person is simply trying to impress you. Okay lang yan. Sige, let him speak. And let him speak some more. To the point na dadating siya yung medyo comfortable na siya, at dun mo malalaman ano talagang nilalaman ng puso niya. Eh? Ang dali kasing, di ba, pag may ini-impress ka, ang daling magpakabait eh. Eh? Mayroon akong naalala. Parang ganito daw yan. No? Eh? Imagine ninyo, let's try to imagine here, meron tayong dalawang trash can. No? Dalawang trash can. No? Nasa labas ng trash can tumalinis. Okay? Identical sila. Pero isang trash can, punong-puno ng bulok, mabaho, inuuod na basura. Naamoy nyo na ba? You can imagine it. Talagang bulok na bulok, panis, no? Basura. Nagmamantika pa. Kumakatas pa. Yan. Okay? Yung kabila naman, puno siya ng sweet, 100% pure honey. Now, both trash cans are sealed. May takip, pagkatang silyado. In other words, hindi mo alam kung ano nasa loob. Ang tanong, paano mo malalaman kung ano nasa loob? Hindi mo maamoy, silyado eh. Di ba? Gusto nyo malaman kung paano natin, ano? Gusto nyo malaman kung paano natin malaman kung alin yung basura at alin yung honey. Eh, ganito. Kunwari, dalawa, imagine nyo ha. Sipain mo! Pagsipa mo, tutumba yun. Okay? Matatanggal yung takip. No? Yung basura, lalabas yung ano nasa loob niya. No? Tatapon yung basura. Yung honey, well, no? Kahit na mukhang basuran siya, ano lalabas sa kanya? Honey. Gusto mo malaman ang nasa loob ng katabi mo? Sipain mo! No. Check this out. Listen. Our real hearts are exposed when life kicks us around. It's when you're under pressure. Right? It's so easy to be nice. And ako, honestly, there are times in my life na realize ko, kami ang pangit pa rin ng puso ko. Pag yun, pag nasipa ka ng buhay, nasipa ka ng mga trials, no, pinat ka bigla ng no, sa sasakyan, sa traffic. No? Sabi nga nila, di ba, ang ganda ng verse eh. Kung ano daw, ano sabi nito sa Tagalog? Pakilagay nga sa Tagalog. I think I put the verse there. The Tagalog translation, the Filipino translation says, kung ano ang nag-uumapaw sa puso mo ay siyang sinasabi ng bibig. Hindi mo daw yung mapipigilan. Kung ano yung punong-puno ka, totoo yan, di ba? Pag kunyari, nanood ka na sine. Okay? Tapos yung sine, napakaganda. In other words, inalaw mo yung sining yun, yung kwento na yun, na to fill your heart. Paglabas mo, guess what? Anong natural na sasabihin mo? Kanta naman, no? Okay? Di ba? Puro yun ang kwento mo. Ano yung ano? Hello, love. Ano ba yan? Hello, love. Goodbye. Dami ko na may halos. Hello, love. Goodbye. Hello, love. Kasi yun talaga yung punong-puno ka, hindi mo mapigilan kung ano-ano punong-puno ka. Pag punong-puno ka ng puot, punong-puno ka ng galit, napansin yung may mga tao, parang mayat-mayat galit. Okay? Have you ever encountered people, parang almost, parang normal sa kanila, halos every part ng sentence nila, natural lang yung salitang S-H-I-T. Ano sabi sa Bible? Kung ano daw punong-puno ka. Baho mo. You know, really, dati, I had this, my grandfather, who was the first person who got saved in the family. When I was growing up, I found it parang baduy na, parang ano naman, parang ang corny, parang, why? Because really, every time, almost every time, I would hear him say, praise the Lord. Nadapa ako. Praise the Lord. No, I'm not kidding. And I was wondering like, siguro, napakaano, lahat na lang, praise the Lord. But you know what? When finally I got old and I came across this verse, I understood that yun na eh. Kahit na nasasaktan na siya, kahit na andang pinagdadaanan, ano lumalabas sa buhay niya? Tandaan niyo si Job. Si Job, grabe. Namatay yung kanyang mga anak. Nasunog yung kanyang mga area. Nag-collapse yung kanyang buhay. All happened in one day. Sabi nung kanyang asawa, lahat na wala sa kanya, except yung asawa niya. Eh? Tapos sabi nung asawa niya, nung nakita na, despite ang kanyang despite ang kanyang sinapit, no, yung puso ni Job, sabi doon, it was still right before God. Sabi na nung asawa niya, ano ka ba? No? Why don't you curse God and die? Ang napaisip ako doon, sa lahat na may iiwan yung asawa pa. Hindi, kung ganun ang asawa mo, di ba? Siguro sabi ni Job, Lord, ba't hindi na ito kinuha mo? Hindi, di ba? Di ba? Grabe, nawalan ka ng lupa eh. Literally, one day, he lost everything except his wife. No? A wife that no was angry and bitter, and he was even suggesting to Job, go ahead, curse God so that you can die, so that God's gonna get angry with you. Ano sabi ni Job? The Lord gives, the Lord takes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what? Sometimes I look down at my life and sabi ko, I wish I'm like Job. Diba? Minsan ka lang hindi mo pagbigyan sa buhay mo. Eh. Yun ang gusto mong gawin. You wanna reklamo. No? Di ka lang makaiisa. Gusto mong iyan eh. No. Check. Look at how entitled we have become. Eh? Look how entitled. No. Look at yourself. And so many times we complain for about little things. Why? Because that's your heart. You have become entitled. You have become a complainer. Eh? We never get to appreciate the little things that God has given us. Pero si Job, grabe, ang tindi nung sinapit, pero anong punong-puno siya? Yung pa rin yung nag-uumabaw. No? And that's why we need to ask ourselves, kung kunyari lumalabas na sa buhay mo, lumalabas sa bunganga mo, puro complaints, puro pagmumura, puro galit, no? Masungit ka, lumalabas lahat yan eh. You have to check, ano ba meron ako? Anong pinupuno, yun nga eh, you need to ask ourselves, anong pinupuno mo sa puso mo? Kaya yung bibig mo puro puot, kasi baka yun na yung nag-uumapaw sa puso mo, galit ka na eh. Eh? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your heart determines what you say. Okay? You can't help it. It's going to come out. You may try to fake it. For a time, you might even be successful. But then, start ng tag-ulan eh, di ba? No, parang ganda yan. Kita mo, no, sabihin natin isang babae. Ganda ng bihis niya. Papasok siya sa office, no? Walking, no? Across Ayala. Taliada siya, naka-heels. Merong magasang bus. Tumalsik yung putik, yung tubig. Okay? Kung punong-punong siya ng galit, simula pa lang, kahit anong ganda ng bihis niya, lalabas yung pagkapalingkera niya. Bakit? Kung ano-anong puno kayo niya, may nag-trigger eh. Pero kung kunyari, punong-puno ka ng goodness. Natalsikan ka na at lahat. Praise the Lord. Sana may ganun na. No? I'm just, I don't know. I don't even know if I can do like God. You know, but then, these are the realities of life. Bakit palagi na laki nagbabangay ang mag-asawa? Bakit palagi mo nang pinapagalita, sinisigaw yung anak mo? Bakit lahat na lumalabas sa iyo patungkol sa boss mo, sa trabaho mo, negative na? Okay? Bakit yung teacher mo hindi palagi magaling? Di ba? Yung teacher ko hindi magaling. Teacher ko hindi magaling. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, check your heart. Oh, mahalaga yun eh. No? Check natin. Noong isang araw, no, sabi ko sa asawa ko, may nararamdaman ako eh. Ano yung check mo nga yung blood pressure ko? No, related yun sa heart eh. Di ba? Kailangan tinitingnan natin eh. Kamusta ang puso? Kamusta ang puso mo? Okay? Pangalawa, not only the things that you say are determined by your heart. Incidentally, why I feel the way I do, your feelings, your emotions, what you feel. Diba, when you talk about anger and fear, kaya may mga tao, they are, no, when you talk about tapang, no, courageous. Have you ever thought about that? That's almost, no, it's almost related to the heart. Tapang, pag sa'yo, tapang, we're not talking about anything physical, okay? Pero yung puso yun eh. In the same way, yung tao matatakotin, but may mga tao, they're so insecure. Diba? And what, have you ever thought about that? Our insecurity basically comes, our fearfulness about future, about what's gonna happen next, is determined by your hearts, your feelings, your emotions are determined by your heart. Number three, not only the things that you say, not only the things that you feel are determined by your heart, why I act the way I do. Okay? The most, no, probably the most, the most obvious way to know a person is what? You look at their actions. Your actions will be determined by your heart. No? Why I act the way I do. Kaya ganyan ka umasta. Kaya ganyan ang kinikilos mo. Kasi, no, nagmumula yan sa puso mo. Kaya pala, in relation to that, napakahalaga yung sinabi ni King Solomon in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Can you imagine if your heart determines your actions? Okay? Then, you might want to consider what King Solomon said, no, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Basahin nga natin, anong sabi dito? 1, 2, 3, go. Wow! Okay. Can you imagine this? Your heart eventually determines your destiny. That's why, sabi dito ni Solomon, guard it! Above all else, now, ano yung say? Higit sa lahat. Kung meron ka daw, dapat bantayan. Eh, ano yung mga bagay na binabantayan natin? Yung mga bagay na mahalaga sa atin, di ba? Kunyari, when talk about yung pera mo, hindi mo yan basta-basta nalang iniiwan kung saan-saan. Kaya nga may mga banko to make sure that it is safe. No? Pinapahalaga mo, di ba? Pag may mga jewelry ka, you don't just put it anywhere. Binabantayan mo yan. Bakit may mga lugar, may security? Kasi kinukonsider mo na mahalaga yung mga bagay na yun. Have you ever thought about this? Siguro kung mayroon isang bagay na dapat mong bantayan, i-guard mo daw. Guard your heart. Sabi mo sa tali mo, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Kaya nga, di ba, no? Di ba? Alam natin, pag Pasko, no? Kinakanta na kagad yung ano eh. Okay? Si Jose Marichan, di ba? Ano yun? Whenever I see girls and boys. Pero meron pa isang kanta na hindi pang Pasko. If you love me, di ba? Please be careful with my heart. Oy, it's not about the other person being careful with your heart. That's your heart. You be careful with your own heart. Tama ba? Bakit? Hindi mo naman itatanggi, may mga taong pa-fall. Ikaw naman, ba't ka nagfo-fall? Kasi hindi guarded ang heart. Bantayan mo yung puso mo. Hindi lahat ng nararamdaman mo tama. Di ba? Hindi lahat ng nararamdaman mo tama. Hashtag marupok. Hindi, bantayan mo. Sabi dito sa Bible, ang linaw ka. No, alam mo yung Bible, hindi tayo binibigyan ng mga bagay sa Bible para lang, no, KJC Lord. Hindi, pinag-iingat niya tayo. Alam niya, masasaktan ka eh. Ingatan mo lang puso mo. Ingatan mo. No, hindi lahat ng nararamdaman ng puso. Tama, sana nga. Diba meron yung parang follow your heart. Mamaya, didiscuss natin yan. No, kasi hindi lahat ng, kaya nga pala sabi dito, above all else, guard your heart. Ingatan mo daw bakit? No, from out of it ko, no, out of it comes, no, the course of your life. It determines your life. No, out of it comes your actions, no? Ay, nagtataka. Can you imagine sinabi ni Jesus, di ba? Kaya nito, no? In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, no, I think 6 or 7, no? Yung dito yung inintroduce ni Jesus yung parang panibagong mindset eh. Sabi niya, "You have heard, no? You have heard it said, thou shalt not kill." Sabi niya, "Amen." Tama. Then sabi ni Jesus, "But I'm telling you right now, if you have anger in your you have already committed murder." It's like, wow. That's, no? Can you put that verse? Sabi ng Lord, di ba? Sabi. You have heard it say, you know the law, you shall not kill. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, no? Pag meron ka daw galit sa puso mo, you have already committed murder in your heart. Tapos, inuno pa ni Jesus, inisay niya. Sabi niya, narinig niyo yung kasabihan, you shall not commit adultery. Sabi niya ba, tama, linis pa ang puso nila. No, feeling na talagang, oh, di ako yan. Sabi ni Jesus, sino man ang tumitingin sa babae na may pagnanasa sa kanyang puso? Whosoever looks at a woman or even a man with lust in his he has already committed adultery with that person. But now, imagine, bakit din ito nangyari? Kasi sa totoo lang lahat, bago ka pa, okay, walang nagko-commit ng murder basta-basta. Nobody wakes up one day and says, I'm gonna be a murderer. Nobody, listen to this, those of you who are married, nobody wakes up one day and just decides, you know what? I'm going to have sex with just some guy or some girl. For the longest time, may conception na yun. Nasa heart na yun. Dahil hindi binantayan, isang araw, nag-manifest. Ano yung ibig sabihin? Have you, no? Ano yung pag nagkaiba ng murder sa homicide? Alam niyo ba yun? Parehong nakapatay yun. Pero ano ibig sabihin ng murder? Yung murder has intent. Ibig sabihin nyo nga, premeditated. Kaya pag galit ka, di ba? Yun nga, wala na, no, nagsisimula talaga, galit ka na eh. Pinag-isip mo lang yan. Dati sa isip mo pala, di ba? Sa anesthesia dito pa. Mamatay ka lang sana. Hello? Kaya pala sabi ng Lord, at your heart. Huwag ka high blood. Guard your heart. Amen ba? Malungkot na kayo. Okay, but you know what? The Lord is convicting us. The Lord is speaking to our hearts. That this is good. The Lord is changing us. The Lord is helping us realize, no, no, Lord, no. Are you there? Sabi mo sa akin, guard your heart. Be careful with your heart. Diba? Kaya, diba, nakikita yung mga, ano, akta yung ganda nito, narinig ko sa mga minsan, sa mga mag-asawa, diba, o sa mga nanay niya, tatay niya, diba, kanya nagagalit na yung tatay o yung nanay. Puso mo. Ganda, ang ganda. Diba? Isang ganun lang eh. No? Nakita mo yung friend mo, ayan na naman, may crush na naman daw siya bago, in love na naman daw siya. Sabi mo sa kanya, puso mo. Diba? Sige nga, sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, sabi mo lang. No, kailangan niya marinig yun eh. Puso mo. Diba? Right? Hindi, kasi nga, wag kang bigla na, no, wag tayong padalos-dalos, di ba? Yun nga, tumataas yung blood pressure mo, di ba? Physically. Pero yun nga, kaya pinag-iingat eh. No, puso mo, huwag kang masyadong mainit na ulo, puso mo. Huwag kang gagalit, puso mo. No? Are you there? Hey, alam nyo, you know, I've told this to my kids, no? But it hasn't happened yet, maybe because out there, I don't know, they're scared of me or something. Or, but I really told them, sabi ko, hey, pag nakita nyo minsan parang si daddy is already, ano, up here, mainit na ulo, dad, I want that. Although I haven't done it yet, but I've told them. Okay? Because I need somebody to help me guard my, I'm going to guard my heart. Well, I need people around me. It's going to help me guard my heart. Huwag mo mamasamain. Huwag mo masamain. Kanyari, yun nga. No? Si leader mo, pinag-iingat po. Sabi mo, oh, puso mo. Yung iba kasi, ingit ka lang. Wala ka pa sing love life. Di ba? Hindi. Pinag-iingat ka eh. Tama ba? Oh, sabi mo ulit sa katabi mo, puso mo. If my heart determines the way I think, the way I feel, the way I act, then my heart is the internal guidance system that God has placed in me and in you for a purpose. It is not by accident. Now, yun nga, we talked about the bad things, but also, no, it's not limited to the bad things. There are good things that come out of our heart. You know, when you care for people, di ba? May mga tao talaga, they cannot help but care for example, the elderly. Yung asawa ko, napaka, pag nakakita ng matatanda, no, na kunyari, parang naglalakad sa, no, sa kalsada, sabi niya, honey, minsan parang gusto ko lumabas para tulungan. And that's good. That's something that the Lord has put in your heart. Yung nga, mayroong mga tao na they love taking care of kids. No? Those are good. When you love music, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? And we need to understand, no, we have to look at our hearts determine what we say, what we feel. No, and it's no accident that we feel for certain things more strongly than others. That talks about yun na yung passion mo. Diba? Eh, huwag naman kayo matakot na parang, no? No, yes, there are evil things that proceeds from our hearts. That's why we need to guard it. But also, there are good things that come from our hearts. Okay? So, why do we need, no? The question is, no? And that's why it's so important to live out our heart's desire. In other words, yung kailangan pusuan natin. I cannot imagine living a life without a heart. Living our lives without a heart. Eh, kailangan may puso, pusuan natin. No? Ano yung resulta pag ang isang bagay pinusuan mo? Pag ang trabaho pinusuan mo? Pag ang marriage pinusuan mo? Eh? Pag ang post? Di ba? Pero mo, no? What are the results of living your heart's desire? Anong epekto ng mga bagay na ginagawa mo sa buhay pag pinusuan mo ito? Let me give you a couple of things. Number one, okay, four letter E's. No, madali, you know, tatandaan nyo ito. The four letter E's, no, that, no, that are the results of living your heart's desire. Number one, okay, the first E, it gives you essence of your life. Sabi nyo nga, essence. Sabi nyo, essence. Ano ibig sabihin ng essence? Medyo malalim yung word na essence, no? But to talk about essence, no, has something to do with the core. No, yung substance, yung essence. Parang kumbaga sa ano, yung concentrated, no? At the very core ng isang, kaya makikita nyo ito, no? Parang the essence of a flower. No, ibig sabihin yung oil noon. Kaya, okay. Di ba merong term, essential oil, eh? Okay? Kasi talagang yun yung pinaka, alam niyo ba yung kung paano mag-produce ng kunyari yung mga essential oils, no? Naalala ko when I was a student in UP Los Baños. Now my first course was veterinary medicine and one of our subjects was Chem 40, which is organic chem. Well, one of the experiments that we did was, naalala ko pa na, isang paborito experiment ko, na gano'n kami, nag-extract kami ng oil. No, so, yung teacher, ang assignment namin, magdala ng, no, yung isang grupo, pinagdala ng 5 kilong dahon ng, ano ba yun? Dahon ng dalandan ba yun? Kami naman pinagdala ng 5 kilong balat ng orange. Eh, so, eventually, nung dami namin, no, puro balat lang, puro dahon lang, pagkatapos yung pala, yung experiment namin, i-extract yung essential oil. Grabe, yung alam mo yung 5 kilo. 5 kilo na balat. Ay, so, bisim magang lang yun dahil puro balat lang yun. And 5 kilong dahon, ang dami nun. Tapos, ano yun, didikdikin, tapos dadaan sa, no, lalagyan tubig, papakuluan, tapos dadaan sa, nakalimutan ko yung process eh. No, basta tapos, at yung end product, makita mo na, no, yung lalabas-labas, pa isa-isang patak ng, ano, oil. Kaya pala napakamahal nun, yung pure talaga. No, tapos yun yung tawag na essential oil, it's the essence. No, it's what it is. At the very core, if you, no, strip it of all, no, of all the externals, you end up with, no, the essence. So when you talk about essence, it is also something to do with parang yun, what, no, our heart, living your heart's desire gives you the essence or the meaning, the very purpose of your life. Eh? You know, so many people live out their lives without any sense of purpose, no? Eh? All of a sudden, no, when you have a good reason, no, it's I mean, say essence of your life, no. When you find purpose, when you find the essence of your life, all of a sudden you have a good reason to wake up in the morning. Eh? What do I mean by this, no? Kumbaga parang yun nga eh, no? Excited ka na gumising sa umaga. Let's be honest with ourselves. Ilan dito, hindi ka naman kulang sa tulog. In fact, baka nga hindi lang 8 hours. Sino dito natulog ng 12 hours? Tulog ka na. Haba na. Sobra-sobra na. Nung gumising ka, ang unang ginawa mo, matulog ulit. Yung maraming ganun, di ba? Wala silang desire gumising. Bakit? Wala namang silang dahilan para gumising. Kaya nga yung ano, mapansin niyo, no? Yung commercial ba yun ng Nescafe? Nakuli nun yung essence. Para sang ka, umabang. Yan. Kape lang yun, pero talagang, no, hinanapan niya ng meaning yung pagkakape. Ang ganda ng kape, pero kasi totoo, it speaks to us. No, because really, okay, no matter how boring, let's face it, no? Let's face it. How I wish that every one of us, the work that we have, yung mga trabaho natin is ideal. It's really like, this is really what I want to do. Okay, but hey, how many of you actually took up courses in college that has nothing to do with what you're doing right now? And maybe, sa totoo lang, no? I mean, it's, no, the reason you're there is because, unfortunately, it's, no, it's what, it's your means to get a living. Kailangan mong kumayo, kailangan mong sumweldo. Pag ganun lang ang pananaw mo sa buhay, grabe, mawawala ka ng gana, magiging, yun nga eh, parang, mawawala na excitement yung buhay mo. Kaya, anong gagawin mo ngayon? Now, how I wish I could just easily counsel you, mag-resign ka! Diba? No, go for your dreams. That's one way though. If you can do that, praise God. But then sometimes, yun nga eh, sana ganun lang kadali na, no? You go for your dreams, kikitain mo yung anong kinikita mo eh. Minsan walang connect eh. Ito yung career mo, pero ito yung calling mo. Paano mo ngayon i-align nyo? Okay? Kailangan mo pasuan. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Okay, sabihin natin boring, nabubore ka na sa tabaho mo. Pero titingnan mo ngayon yung anak mo. Ba't ka bumabangon? Dahil mahal ko anak ko. Yung anak mo meaningful sa'yo. Maaaring yung tabaho mo, walang meaning sa'yo. Kakainis ang tabaho to ah. Ult-ult na lang. Hahanap ka ngayon ng meaningful sa'yo. Kaya ako ginagawa ito. Gusto ko mag-serve sa church. Gusto ko makakontribute sa society. Meron akong pangarap pa sa pamilya ko. Yan. Kakaroon ngayon ng meaning. nag-i-excited ka ulit bumangon. Okay? Living your heart's desire gives meaning and purpose to your life. Okay? The worst kind of life is to live it without any sense of purpose. That's what we have been telling here, destiny. Okay? God has a purpose for you. God has, no, your life is not an accident. You're not here to simply exist. You're here purposefully. You have a role to play. That happens when you live out your heart's desire. Pag pinusuan mo, sabi mo sa tabi mo, pusuan mo. Tama ba? Pusuan mo. Para to sa pamilya ko, para to sa bayan. Di ba? No, sabi nga nung isang line dun sa huling El Bimbo, durog na puso sa ano?
Whatever.
Look at this, no? Harold Kushner says this. Harold Kushner is a Jewish rabbi and a famous author. He said this, sabi niya, our souls are not hungry for fame, comfort, wealth, or power. Those rewards create almost as many problems as they solve. Our souls are hungry for meaning, for the sense that we have figured out how to live life so that our lives matter. So that the world will at least be a little bit different for having passed through it. Wow! This is the essence of living. Diba? It's, sometimes you think it is in wealth, it is in fame. But have you ever thought about that? Why is it maraming tao? Sikat sila, mayama sila, may bahay sila, pero bakit marami mga so-called successful and wealthy people nagpapakamatay, their lives are so empty. I could keep on naming one after another of highly successful individuals, no? Nandiyan yun na sila Kurt Cobain, sila Elvis Presley, sila Michael Jackson, and all these people died parang in vain. Okay? Kate Spade, di ba? Why? It's not in wealth. It's not in fame. It's not in comfort or even power. Sabi, those rewards create almost as many problems as they solve. Our souls are hungry for meaning. We want to know that our lives mean something. No, walang. Pansinin niyo yan. Okay? This is something so unique of the human soul, of the human being. Unlike any other creature in the world, what? Yung aso, naghahanap man ng aso, meaning. Ang meaning ng... Aw! Wala! Hindi naghahanap ng meaning. Masaya na yan na nakakain siya, may amo siya na pinipet siya. Pero yung tao naghahanap palagi ng meaning, gusto niya kung may kaibigan siya, hindi lang kaibigan, gusto niya meaningful na kaibigan. Meaningful na pagkakaibigan. Kung trabaho yun nga, naghahanap ka ng meaning sa trabaho mo, kailangan meaningful ito. Okay? Kahit na kunyari, sa bahay ka lang, house, hindi, hinahanap mo meaning. Otherwise, mababato ka, mabubwisit ka, mawawalan ka ng halaga. Okay? Our souls are hungry for meaning, for purpose. No. For the sense that we have figured out how to live life so that our lives matter. We want our lives to matter. We want to know that we are valuable. So that the world will at least be a little bit different for our having us pass through it. Okay, pangalawa. No, what else? No, when you live out your heart's desire, what results? Why do you need to do this? It results in what you call enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Okay? Ano ibig sabihin enthusiasm, no? Okay? Enthusiasm sa Tagalog, sigla. Okay? Pansinin niyo, ba? May mga tao walang sigla. Walang, no, nagtatrabaho siya, walang kalatoy-latoy. Walang kagana-gana. Okay? Pero ang sarap ng mga taong asisigla. Hey, destiny. Okay? You know, for quite some time, I've noticed we've become quiet as a church. Like, I want to see that destiny that's like, yeah! Oh, come on, you could do better than that, guys. You could respond better to this preaching, right? Yeah! Come on! Now, that should be part of who we are. That's our culture. We respond. We're excited about the Lord. We're excited about God. We're passionate about our families. We're passionate about our nation. Right? We cannot just simply sit back, relax, parang wala lang. No! Eh?
If you live your heart's desire, one of the most obvious things, you see a man, a woman, full of enthusiasm. Eh? Tama ba? Right? Ano, sino alam niyo yung nursery song na yun, no? Nung bata tayo, I'm awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic. Dati hindi ko maintindihan yun. Alam ko yung meaning ng awake, sing. Alert. What? Alive, why? Yung enthusiastic, parang hirap eh. And later, alam niyo ba yung word na it comes from the Greek word, entheos. You know what en means? Within. Theos, from which theology. Theos means God. Real passion is God within. So when you talk about enthusiastic, it's the life of God in you coming out. Are you there? Kaya, di ba, pag nag-worship tayo, we're not like, no, you don't just sing the song. Talagang, big, wala kang katulad. Yes! You're not just like, Hey, we're not that kind of church. Are you there? Ano ba? We have to be passionate. Okay? Check this out. Just a couple of quotes from some people. No, sabi ni William A. Ward. I don't know, guys, if you have this. No, sabi niya, enthusiasm and perseverance can make an average person superior, while indifference and lethargy can make a superior person average. Okay? This is amazing. Sabi niya, enthusiasm, passion, and perseverance can make the average person superior. Kaya may mga tao, hindi naman sila talaga ganun kagaling. Pero pambihira, bakit nakakaangat? May passion. No, samantalang yung iba, talentado nga, magaling nga, pero yung nga eh, wala naman passion, no? It makes the superior person, yung mas magaling what? Okay, average. Okay? Walter Chrysler Butterworth, no, mga milyonaryo to, mga billionaires to. Walter Chrysler Butterworth said this, sabi niya, I feel sorry for the person who can't get genuinely excited about his work. Not only will he never be satisfied, he will never achieve anything worthwhile. Wow. Check this out. Listen to this. Sabi ni Walter Chrysler Butterworth, no, siya yung no, from yung Chrysler cars, no? Sabi niya, I feel sorry. Naaawa daw siya sa isang tao who cannot be excited sa kanyang trabaho. Why? Listen to this. Not only will he never be satisfied. Pansin niyo, pag wala kang gana sa trabaho, wala din satisfaction yung trabaho. No? Kahit na ano pa yung mayan natapos yung project, hindi mo masabing sarap. Kasi dito yung napagod ka pero sarap. Nakita mo yung fruits ng labor mo. Diba? Sarap! Pagod ka pero, no? Hindi ka stress. Nag-enjoy ka. Proud ka doon sa trabaho ko. Eh? Kaya may mga tao, pansin ninyo, no? Iba kasi yung stress sa tired. Eh? Physically, pag marami ang ginawa, of course, ang dami yung ginawa, physically, you will get tired. But you don't have to be stressed. Yung stress, ibig sabihin, ano yung nakaka-stress? Yung nga, wala ka sa fit mo eh. Yung pinagpilita mo sarili mo sa mga bagay na hindi para sa'yo. Yung ginawa mo mga bagay na wala kang puso. Nakaka-stress yun. Di ba mahirap magmahal na walang puso? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, pusuhan mo. Hirap magmahal. Paano mamahali wala kang puso? No? Wala kang puso sa trabaho mo. Ano mamahali trabaho mo? Sabi na, not only will he never be satisfied, he will never achieve anything worthwhile. Okay. Listen to this. No? When you do what you love to do, you enjoy it. Okay. Do I look like I'm having a hard time here? It's 2:50. I have maybe 10 more points. point. I'm not sure about you. Don't worry, I'm gonna end. We're gonna watch this. No, cut this into bite-sized pieces. No? Okay. When you do what you're gifted to do, what you're shaped to do, when your job fits your heart, you are naturally motivated. You don't need anyone to motivate you. Tama ba? Nobody has to really tell me a while ago. Kuya, kaya mo yan. I'm not saying that would have been nice. I'm not saying we don't motivate one another. But what I'm saying is this. Kasi no, bago ka pa gawin, pinusuan ko na to. Pinusuan ko to. No? You do it simply because you love to do it. There is what you call natural enthusiasm. You don't need any rewards. Okay? Like, I don't need to be rewarded for doing this. In fact, many times there are companies, there are churches that invite me, and I never give a price. I don't ask to be paid. I love what I'm doing. Okay? There's natural enthusiasm. You don't need any rewards. You don't need the limelight. You do it. Listen to this. You do it because you love to do it. I want you to, later pa to, maybe next week, but since we're going to close right now, I want you to look at, in your life, something that, hanapin mo yun. What are you willing to do even if there's no actual reward? What are you willing to do if there's no salary involved? What is something that you will enjoy? Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10 sabi dito, my heart took delight in all my work. Ganda, no? My heart took delight in all my work. Can I tell you something? Can somebody come? Don't waste your life in a job or in a work that doesn't express your heart. Now, sabi ko nga, may mga bagay na ideal eh. So what do? Yung trabaho mo, kaya pala sinabi ng Lord, ito yung counsel ni Paul, sabi niya, slaves, obey your masters. Yung sabi niya, do it as if you're doing it for the Lord. What does he say? In other words, sabi niya, suwan mo. If you start to looking at your work as something, as a work for God, I think there's going to be a motivation there. There's going to be an excitement there. Like, right? When something as, for example, when a person is in love and you're willing to do things for the person that you love, right? For example, for those of you who are married or in a relationship, when your husband or your boyfriend who's, when they were courting you, they're doing something that, as a result of their love. Okay. Some might be okay. Sino dito, dahil love ka, hinintay ka. Hindi ka sa office. Huwag niyo task kami niyo, ha? Hinintay ka, di ba? Nagmukha siyang tanga. Why would somebody do that? Ask somebody who to do that. Yung kaibigan mo lang. No? Paghintay mo ng mga dalawang oras. Paglabas mo dyan, takal-takal mo lang! Yung ano, yung naniligaw sa'yo, yung boyfriend mo, lumabas ka, tulog na siya gano'n. Tapos sabi mo, uy, sorry yan, napatagal kasi. Ang sabi mo, okay lang. Okay, okay lang daw. Dalawang oras naghintay. Like, what could be more boring than waiting and that's like really doing nothing? It's about the heart. It's not even about the work. It's not even about, in a way, what you're doing. It's about the heart now. You have people here in our church, no? Yun nga, may mga ushers tayo. May mga nag-aakot. How would they do that? They're doing it not as unto men, but as unto the Lord. Subukan mong pagsilbihan yung nanay mo. Minsan nakakainis na din. Serve the Lord. That's your service. Don't just do it for your boss. Don't just do it for your mom. Or I-up mo yung stakes. Doing this for God. Sumit man siya, I'm doing this for God. Nakakatamad man ito, I'm doing this for God. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for this wonderful afternoon, Lord. For helping us understand better this concept about our hearts. Lord, truly, there's still a lot more to talk about, to discuss, to, Lord God, to explore. But with the little things that we understood today, hayaan mo, Lord God, na baguhin ito, Lord, yung buhay na. Lord, change our hearts. Marami sa amin, Lord God, our hearts have been wounded. Marami dito, Lord God, kaya galit kasi nasaktan na kami, na-frustrate na kami. May mga hearts na nawalan na ng pag-asa. May mga hearts na nawalan na ng gana sa buhay. May mga hearts na puno na ng puot, puno na ng sakit. Yun na lang ang lumalabas. But I pray, Lord God, that right now you're going to give us a brand new heart. You said it in your word. Lord, you promised that you're going to give us a brand new heart. The Lord said in the book of Ezekiel that God is going to give us, is willing to give us a brand new heart. He's going to trade the heart of stone. Ibig sabihin, stone, matigas ng puso. To heart of flesh, to heart that is tender, to heart that is loving, to a heart that is filled with passion once again. Lord, right now I pray that we will recover our passion and our love. I want us to stand right now. Stand up, please. If you're here this afternoon and it is your desire, maybe you know, nagsastruggle ka na with your heart. Life has become purposeless. Life has become passionless. Life has become unexciting. Life has become hurtful for you. But this afternoon, the Lord, I believe God wants to give you a brand new heart. He wants you to recover your passion. He wants you to recover your enthusiasm, your fire. Your excitement for your job, your excitement for your relationship, your excitement even for your love for God. Jesus said, no, come back to your first love. Go back to your first love. And if that is you right now, you want to tell the Lord, Lord, I need a brand new heart, Lord. I need my heart to beat again. Tumibok muli ang puso ko for you. Lord, I want to find that love once again in my heart. If that is you, just lift up your hand right now. I'd like to pray for you, God. Lord God, we come before you, Lord, and you see, you alone, Lord God, can see the true state, the true condition of our hearts. Lord Father, right now I pray, Lord, in as much as our hearts determine our destiny, our hearts determine what we say, what we do, what we feel, Lord, fill our hearts with your love once again. Fill our hearts with passion once again. Lord, hayaan mo muling tumibok ang aming puso, Lord God. That we will find life exciting once again. Lord, pinupusuan namin, Lord God, ang aming buhay. Pinupusuan namin ang aming trabaho. Pinupusuan namin, Lord, ang aming mga relationships, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give a clap to the Lord.